me about Oracle and how it came into life and why you decided to start up the business.
Well, basically, I've been working in property PR and marketing for about 13 years, and it was always the same where I was getting frustrated with the agencies I was working with in, because you'd come up with an idea and by the time the board had approved it, it would end up being about 9 months later, and you know, some of the competitors had already, you know, stumbled on their idea themselves. And I think I was born out of the fact that I was, you know, getting quite frustrated with things happening, and therefore I felt that I should be able to do things a bit quicker myself. I like to get things done, I do sort of have quite a drive. As soon as there's an idea here, I'm like, right, great, let's go onto it, you know, because you can't sit back and wait for others to do it. So that's kind of why I wanted to go and do something myself. And actually, I was working ridiculous hours for others and really thought that actually I should be doing it for me if I'm doing it at all. So that was why I did it. And I kind of thought, well, you know, at the time, it wasn't even the right time. It was just as the recession. We were coming out of the recession. And, you know, I suppose you have to think to yourself, well, if you're going to do it, you may as well just do it at any time. There's no right time.
You said you started during a recession. How's that compared to this year? Because I guess that year and this year are probably two of the hardest you've encountered.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's obviously been challenges for every business this last year. And I think for us, we've been so lucky. We are in the property sector. We do property PR marketing for the property industry. And it's pretty much one of the only industries that have kept going throughout. So we've been very lucky. I mean, when lockdown first hit last March, I kind of had almost sort of geared up for a little bit of a fall. And we were really lucky because we just taken on a few new clients, we kept momentum, we had staff on furlough but only for a short amount of time, we, as I say, being in the property industry, we were so lucky. So I'm very thankful that for some reason I fell into property.
And you mentioned the property market's been very up and down over the last year because of COVID. So how, I mean, what advice have you been giving people in the property business, and what have you learned from the last year?
Well, I think, you know, property, to be in property, you have to be really resilient. You know, years and years ago, there would be a cycle every 5 years in the property market, and people could deal with that. But, you know, we've had Brexit, we've had COVID, and I think, you know, it's learning how to adapt quickly and move quickly. You know, we've seen how people have changed how they consume news, and I think, you know, that's where we've been advising our clients, right, okay, that we have to change the channels which we use in terms of reaching people. So I think that's kind of been one thing we've been focusing on. But in the property market itself, obviously, you know, sort of taking away stamp duty has helped people vastly. And I think, you know, we'll see a dip slightly once that stops. Although there are, I've just seen today that there are developers that are potentially going to keep their own scheme on to offer stamp duty free homes until next year. So I think there's definitely, you know, a potential for the market to dip slightly as stamp duty holiday ends. However, I do feel that there's some schemes bubbling away in the background that could potentially still help buyers onto the property ladder. I actually started my first job straight from school was in property PR. So it wasn't by choice. I think I turned up on the day not knowing what, you know, market it was in. And I suppose it was also the fact that I had, you know, my dad is a builder, my brother's an estate agent, my other brother's an architect. And so there's definitely a family, you know, history in the property world. But I very much fell into it by chance. But it's been, you know, sort of, I've been in property for sort of over 20 years now in total, and I think, you know, I've witnessed everything I think you could possibly witness in that market, and so it's held us in good stead to be a bit more resilient and understand that, you know, don't count your chickens because something's around the corner, so you have to kind of always have a plan B. So I think that's very much sort of describes the property market quite well at the moment.
Two of the biggest issues that our listeners often contact us about are overdevelopment and Help to Buy scheme. Obviously, it helps to have a smaller deposit, but then people are trapped in these schemes. But this is something the government's really pushing.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think the thing is that, you know, there's a real attitude towards, you know, house buying and owning a home. And actually, I'd start from there. You know, yes, we want to build houses. We want people to obviously, you know, own their own property and enable them to. But at the same time, you know, the rental market is absolutely going through the roof, and particularly in the build-to-rent sector. And, you know, attitudes towards property, you know, probably need to change a little bit. And I think, you know, yes, the government are doing all they can in order to try and allow for, you know, people to get on the property market. The shared ownership scheme is a great scheme, and I think has allowed people to, you know, afford a property on the market. But, you know, now they're actually saying, you know, that buying is so much more expensive than renting a property. And I think, you know, there are some great rental properties out there that offer a lifestyle that you wouldn't be able to afford if you bought a property, if you see what I mean. So, you know, so some of these build-to-rent developments that are out there across London, there's a great website, actually, Love to Rent. They've got a whole range of sort of rental properties within these development portfolios. And, you know, you've got running tracks around the top of the building. You've got community facilities with, you know, a bar and, you know, events that happen. And I think, you know, it's really down to us to kind of make a decision on how attitudes need to be, you know, towards a home ownership. And yes, whilst there are affordable rooms, there are also other options to allow people to have the lifestyle that they actually really want. And, you know, I rented a lot in my 20s. I think I moved about 11 times, and each time it was in, you know, the smallest place possible. I mean, a studio flat you couldn't even turn around in. But on the rental market, there's some great opportunities to actually, you know, be part of a fantastic lifestyle. And if you're doing that at the same time as being able to then think, okay, one day I might buy, then great. But actually, you might think, well, I really like this. And actually, do I want to have the, I suppose, you know, the burden perhaps of having that mortgage? Because as we've just seen in this last year, it's been such a rocky year. And so many people possibly have been thinking, God, you know, actually, being mortgage free and not having that around my neck is actually quite an attractive solution.
Yeah, it's always been that you work to own your own home.
Absolutely. And that is, it's odd, really, because I think, you know, back in the day, you know, you'd rent a radio, you'd rent a TV, you'd rent your white goods, and it was perfectly acceptable, you know, in the 70s, 80s to do that. But now we sort of, I think that the movement is, again, you can rent a car, you can rent clothes, you can rent a dog, you can go to these borrow my doggy sites and, you know, go and take a dog for a walk. So I think our attitudes are changing, but I still think with the industry, there's a lot to be said for, you know, changing, you know, the property, you know, attitude towards renting, because renting property is a great solution for many, and it can be really short term. So even if you are viewing, you know, to buy in the future, you know, the short term tenancies that are out there are perfectly acceptable. And actually, just looking at social media and Instagram, there's some fantastic Instagram influencers that rent, and you would not know they rent their property because they have done such a fantastic job of, you know, making it look and feel like their own home. And I think, you know, just going back to the Queen's speech, she was saying that she wants to make more for renters, and actually there should be, you know, almost like a bridging loan available, because one of the biggest problems it tends to be that once you finish one tenancy, you don't get your deposit back for a certain amount of time, but then you need to put a deposit down for the new place. And so she's potentially saying there might be an opportunity to use have a bridging loan system to help people do that. But yeah, so I still think that there's a lot to do. Yes, you know, we're developing homes at the rate of knots, and we still need homes in the UK. How they are facilitated, I think there's a lot to be said for looking at all options. And I think we need to educate people to feel that actually it's okay. I mean, if you look at Europe, you know, they are have completely different attitudes towards renting. You know, a lot of people do rent, and it's more of a culture fit, and that's how it works for them. So I do think that, you know, we need to kind of have an opportunity to promote that side as well as a good and decent way of living.
And you're in Epsom, and you are classified as a local business, and there's a big emphasis on the high street and helping support independent business. What's it like working out of Epsom?
We've been here for, 6 years, and I think it's, you know, pre-COVID, great in terms of, you know, the network and the people you meet. We've been really keen on supporting local charities, and we've got quite involved with Age Concern, and during lockdown we did some, you know, little food boxes to send out to the elderly, and we've done, you know, all sorts of things over the years. And I think there is a real sense of community here. You know, there's some local awards and that sort of thing, at some Your Business Awards, which we won one actually last at the end of last year. And so I think it's a great place to be. How all the high street moves on, I've honestly got no idea. And I think, you know, how we all work as well is obviously top on the business agenda. And, you know, we're looking at the flexibility and options of to how people work with, you know, within our company as well. I think it's difficult in the high street. I think the high street is, there's going to be obviously a lot more residential development. There's obviously some empty shops still, and I think that's such a shame. But it's really nice to see on, you know, on the social channels, a lot of the, you know, small business people who have, you know, been made redundant, or, you know, not gone back after furlough, and they've started to, you know, do cake baking, or, you know, do picnic boxes, or, you know, started some crafts or something that has actually, you know, been really successful. There's actually a Facebook group called the Surrey Market, I think it's called, and it's all local people who have just set up from their home, and there's some lovely gifts and various different things on there. And I think it's great that everyone is now really trying to focus on local, buy local, and be local. And I, you know, we will, you know, continue to do that, because it's very important, and I think everyone's trying to do that anyway, across the country, because, you know, you have to support the local people. But Epsom's great, you know, it's a great place for us to stay, and you know, once we're able to be back properly networking again, I think that'll be a nice opportunity to get back in touch with all those people that we've probably not seen for a while.
Oh, well, thank you, and congratulations, and happy birthday,